Good morning, everyone. Good to be with you this morning.
感謝主, 我們能夠這樣相聚。
The last time I had the opportunity to share with everyone was on the gospel.
上一趟我能夠與弟兄姊妹分享的呢, 是關於福音。
And we shared on the prodigal son.
我們那一次呢, 就是交通到這個浪子。
And how the prodigal son repented and returned.
就是交通到那個浪子怎樣去悔改回頭。
Well, this gospel of repentance and return is actually for everyone, not only for those who yet to know the Lord, but even for us who are of his household.
其實這個浪子回頭的故事並非是單單為著福音給未信的人。 亦都是要傳給關乎我們信了主的弟兄姊妹。
Because the repentant heart of the prodigal son was to return to the father's house.
因為這個浪子悔改的心，他的心就是回轉歸向父的家的這個心。
And such a heart is required for all of us today, even of those in his household.
這個心回轉歸向父的家的心， 是我們每一個信了主的人都是很需要的。May
the Lord truly give us a heart of repentance that we all come to repentance and desire to return to the Father's house.
願意主給我們這個回轉歸向父的家，這個悔改的心。Let's
bow for a word of prayer.
願意低頭做一個禱告。Lord,
we want to thank you once again that we can gather in your presence this morning.
主，我們感謝你，讓我們這樣能夠相聚去到你的面前。
We know it is your promise when two or three are gathered in your name, you are in our midst.
這是你自己親自的應許，當我們兩三個人奉你的名聚集在一處的時候，你就與我們同在。
So we take hold of your promise, Lord. Though we are all in our homes, we know that your presence is with us.
我們在找你的應許，我們知道你是現在，就是與我們同在。
But we pray for the Spirit to have his way within us, amongst you.
願意你的靈在我們當中得著自由。
Anoint our lips for the speaking, and anoint our ears for the hearing.
願意你親自高滿我們的嘴，我們所的耳朵。
And prepare our hearts to receive your words from above.
和我們的心是叫我們能夠 聽見你從上面賜下的話語。
We commit this hour to you.
將以下的一段時間交給你。
May you speak your living word unto us.
願意你將你活的話說在我們個人的心中。
We give you all the praise, all the thanksgiving for all that you will do.
所有為著你將要作的，將所有的讚美、感謝歸返給你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶穌基督的名，阿門。
All right, let's read a couple of scripture. We want to look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 21.
願意先翻去聖經的經文，馬太福音6章21節。馬太福音6章21節。
In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, there it says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
那句經節是這樣說的，馬太福音第6章21節，你的財寶在哪裏，你的心也在哪裏。Also
want to look at a passage in Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
另外一處第二處的經文就是箴言4章23節。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
箴言第4章23節。Guard
your heart above all things.
你要保守你的心勝過一切。For
out of it springs forth the issues of life.
因為一生的果效是由心發出。This
morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters concerning our heart.
今早早上願意同弟兄姊妹分享關於這個心的事情。
As we continue our shelter in place, and there are different phases of reopening now.
当我哋逗留喺家中，因着呢个居家令，咁佢咧有唔同嘅环次咧，就要逐步嘅开放。
I'm wondering if we have a sense what our new norm is now.
咁我哋就唔知道我哋现今嘅最新嘅正常惯常嘅时间系点样。
Because we have to recognize that we are all creatures of habit.
因为我哋要知道咧，我哋人咧系好容易习惯或者系惯以为常嘅。
That's right. Even the Bible warns us about that.
甚至圣经里边都系咁样嚟警告我哋。
In Hebrews, the author says that there are habit of some.
喺希伯来书嗰度话。好似嗰啲做一啲动作系惯咗咁样。
Not only it speaks of habit, it also speaks of some in a negative sense。
系话有一啲人系负面嘅话，佢哋有啲坏嘅习惯养成咗啦。
So we must understand we are indeed creatures of habit。
所以我哋知道我哋人系好容易会惯常习惯咗一啲嘅事情嘅。
And once those habits kick in, it becomes the new norm or normal to us.
当呢习惯养成咗嘅时候，我哋就系变咗嗰个样。
But may it be that it would not be of some, as the author warns us, that we would not be of some.
但系盼望我哋唔会变成咗好似嗰啲负面圣经话，好似嗰一班习惯咗咁样做嘅嗰一班人咁样。
I know that as we are sheltering in place and we meet this way,
当我哋因着居家令，我哋而家喺电脑上网上咁样聚集嘅时候
，I'm so happy to see that many brothers and sisters are already logged on before 10 o'clock.
实在好感谢主，许多弟兄姊妹咧都喺十点之前咧已经咧就上咗网等紧。
I know it is so very easy for us in the comfort and convenience of our own homes just to turn on at the switch at 10 o'clock or perhaps even after.
因为实在在家上面是很容易你按一个掣，那么就上到网，或者10点开始，或者10点之后。
We can have our audio off, our video off, and we can, though we may be on,May we not be about our own business, but to be attentive in the presence of God.
咁你咧就瞄咗佢啦，或者唔开嗰个影像啦，咁咧就冇人知道你做紧乜，咁你或者可以做其他事情。
We may be attentive because we're all in the presence of God.
但系愿意我哋有一个积极敬畏主嘅心喺佢面前等候。
And when I think of this new norm, we see that actually throughout the scriptures, even at the very beginning in the book of Genesis.
当你咁样惯常咗嘅时候，我哋要翻翻去睇经文喺创世记点样讲咧？
Perhaps even after the fall, when man disobeyed God and was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
当人堕落之后，被神而赶逐出去伊甸园嘅时候，
Perhaps at the beginning they were not used to it.
喺开始嘅时候，有可能佢哋非常之嘅唔习惯。
They started to have to eat of the sweat of their brow.
佢哋要艰苦嘅劳力工作，汗流满面去揾两餐。
But after a certain time passed, they've gotten used to it. That has become their new norm.
但系经过咗一段嘅时间。这个就惯咗咁样啦。
And we see even for the Israelites in the book of Exodus.
你就算谂下，这个出埃及记。
When first they moved down, the household of 70 moved down to be honored guests of Joseph, who was the one Pharaoh put in control over his land.
雅各嘅一家去到这个约瑟作宰相喺埃及嘅时候。
They were honored guests.
佢哋就系一个好荣誉嘅 呢個嘅 guest 就係
貴賓。
貴賓 ，OK，thank you。
After generations pass and a new pharaoh came，
但係經過咗幾代之後，有一個新嘅法老上場啦。
Not only were they not guests anymore, not only but they became even slaves。
佢哋並非再繼續做貴賓，佢哋反而係淪落咗作奴隸。
They were the ones who even built the storehouses for the Egyptians who afflicted them.
啊，佢哋甚至咧要幫埃及人做苦工，哇，做啊做嗰啲啊倉，係嚟啊擺好多糧食嘅，啊俾佢哋苦待。
And as time continued to pass, they got used to it.
當時間一路一個路嘅過去時候，佢哋就慢慢就習慣起落嚟啦。
They still had their leeks and melons and fish, even though they were under bondage and affliction.
佢哋有魚有瓜菜咁樣一度食，但係佢哋喺依個被折磨底下，艱苦底下而生活。
Even when Pharaoh added to them the building of bricks and mortar, they grieved for a bit, and then they got accustomed to it.
甚至法老喺佢哋身上加工加重啊，佢哋要做嘅苦工，佢哋咧就哇系哀求咗一阵啊，咁跟住好似冇事又惯咗咁样喎。
Even to the killing of the babies, they lived under that condition and they got used to it.
甚至嗰啲生出嚟啱啱出世嘅 B B。他们有一场的大屠杀，他们过了仍然好像惯常一样。
And if we go fast forward to the time when the Israelites were in captivity，
我们往前的看一看，就是以色列人的历史里面他们被掳走了的那段时候。
We call it the Babylonian captivity。
那個就是被掳到去巴比伦的那段时候。
They were taken into captivity when Jerusalem was destroyed as slaves in chains in bondage into Babylon.
当耶路撒冷被烧被毁的时候，他们这一班人就被锁链牢牢地拉了去远远的巴比伦为奴为。
But after a period of time, after decades,they got used to the labor and the bondage, and they settled in the land.
但系渐渐嘅、慢慢嘅过咗几十年，啊，佢哋就好自然咁样就继续嘅喺被掳嘅呢个环境里边生活下嚟。
As God promised them that they will even pray for the peace of the land they will live in, but their hearts, not only are their daily living settled, but their hearts were deeply rooted and settled in the land of captivity.
虽然神俾个应许佢哋，叫佢哋祈求为耶路撒冷求平安，但佢哋嘅心就喺呢个遥远嘅巴比伦嗰度扎根，就咁喺嗰度稳妥咗落嚟。
So brothers and sisters, the first thing we must recognize that we are very easily creatures of habit. We settle into our environment rather quickly and comfortably.
弟兄姊妹，我哋第一样嘢要认定知道嘅就系我哋人系好容易惯以为常，就系适应咗我哋呢个舒适嘅现在呢个嘅环境里边。
But do we know that God has called us out of?
但是我们知不知道神在这个的时候有一个对我们是有一个呼召呢？
He not only called us out, but he desires to call us out of and into.
他不单只是在我们现今的时光里面来呼召我们出来，不单只是出来，还要是进入另一个境界里面。
Again, if we look at examples in the Book of Genesis, when God called Abram out of the Ur of Chaldees, he not only called him out of the land of idolatry.
譬如在神对亚伯拉罕创世纪里面的呼召，他在他这个加勒底的吾尔呼召他出来，是要带他进入一个更美好的地方里面。
Yeah, not only out of the land of idolatry, but into the promised land.
不单只是在一个偶像建造偶像的城市的地方里面呼召他出来，要他带他进入一个流奶与蜜之地。
And that is where God desired for him to come out of idolatry into a living relationship to walk with God.
是在他从一个拜偶像的地方呼召他出来，带他进入一个与神能够交通、与神能够同行的一个光景里面。
You know, when Abraham came out of the Ur of Chaldees and he remained in Haran, that did him no good. God desired not only to come out of Ur, but also to enter into Canaan.
你记不记得当亚伯拉罕开始被神呼召的时候，他有一段的时间是停留在哈兰，但是神并没有心满意足，神要继续的呼召他走埋下半程，进入迦南美地。
We see that likewise for the Israelites, when God called them out of Egypt, it was not only to deliver them out of the world of bondage, but to enter into the promised land flowing with milk and honey.
同样喺出埃及记，神呼召以色列人从埃及嘅苦况苦处里边出嚟嘅时候，唔单止系要拯救佢哋，还要引领佢哋进入一个迦南嘅美地里边。
Likewise, for those who are in captivity, that God desires to call them back into Jerusalem, not only out of their land of captivity, but back into Jerusalem where God placed His name.
同样喺佢哋以色列人被掳嘅光景嘅时候，神要呼召佢哋归回耶路撒冷，系归回到呢个地，系有神嘅名。
So brothers and sisters, today God's calling is not only for those who yet to know him, but even for his children to come out of such captivity and into his fullness and his richness.
弟兄姊妹，今天神的呼召不单只是对新的福音朋友，还是对我们每一个主的儿女，呼召我们从我们现今的光景去进入一个更丰富的里面。
Now we are all been reading the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah.
我哋现今弟兄姊妹许多都有读到呢一个以斯拉尼希米记。
We see how God directed the heart of even a Gentile king to set his people free as they wish to go back to Jerusalem where God has placed his name.
甚至我们看到神怎样去影响那个外邦人的王，古列王，叫他能够释放这班以色列人，立令给他们归回回去自己的家乡去那里。
Not only did God direct stir the heart of the king as a river as God wants, he also stirred in the hearts of his people.
神不单止是去stir up 就是去搅动神这个王的心，好像水一样，但是他也去挑旺起那一些神的子民的心，要他们起来响应神的呼召。
And the people were allowed to return home if they wish to.
所以神的子民如果他愿意有作出这样的拣选的时候，因着咁样，佢就能够可以响应神嘅呼召，嚟翻去神应许嘅地方。
And at that time, Zerubbabel, along with Joshua, many, about 50,000, went back to Jerusalem as God has stirred in their hearts to do.
喺嗰一次，所罗巴布同埋嗰个嘅大祭司约书亚，佢哋大约有50,000人左右，就起嚟响应神嘅呼召，作第一次嘅归回。
But that was a far cry from the number of people that were still in the land of captivity.
但是你想一想，比起所有的人是没有答应这个呼召，要留下低在巴比伦的时候，那些人 呢個50,000人嘅數字係非常之微小。
Can those who remain not worship God where they are?
嗰一班停留喺巴比倫嘅以色列人，佢哋喺嗰度能唔能夠嚟敬拜神呢？
Certainly they can, and they did.
當然佢哋係可以，並且佢哋係有嘅。
They started the synagogues.
佢哋就喺度建立嗰啲以色列人嘅會堂。
Very convenient, very comfortable.
係好容易，係好舒服嘅，舒適。
I can still, in the comfort where I am, to do my religious duty to worship God.
喺個好舒適、需要付代價嘅情況裏邊，我喺呢個光景能夠還係敬拜神。
Does that sound familiar, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，你想一想呢個光景係咪好似好熟咁呢？
God has a desire for his people.
神願意佢嘅子民
is to return to the place where he has put his name.
去歸回呢個地方，係去設立佢嘅名嘅呢個地方。
Perhaps we have a very good reason to remain where we are, even in the comfort and convenience of our own home to worship.
可能我哋係有一個好嘅理由啊，留喺屋企裏邊舒舒服服咁樣聚會咪得咯。
To keep the religious duties that is written on tablets of stone.
嚟到去守呢一個宗教嘅我哋宗教要作出嘅呢個
規條，
嘅規條啊，舒舒服服嘅喺屋企裏邊啊，咁樣就得啦。
But God desires to write on the fleshly tablets of our heart.
但係神願意將佢嘅心意活畫喺我哋嘅肉心上邊，唔係喺石板上邊。
He says, I will be their God, and I will put my law in their mind, and I will write in their hearts, upon their hearts.
他說我要作他們的子民，我會將我的律法寫在他們的肉心上面。
So what is the condition of our hearts?
那究竟問題就是我們的心現今的光景是怎樣呢？
For those who remained where they were, God stirred all the hearts that were in captivity.
当那一班被掳的以色列人在那个的被掳的光景的时候，神是的呼召是对他们所有的人的。
There is no exception.
没有一个人是听不到神的呼召。
All of us who have the Holy Spirit abiding us, God speaks to us.
所有相信神的弟兄姊妹都有圣灵在那里向我们说话。
But it depends on the condition of our heart, if it's made ready.
但是个问题的关键就是我们的心有没有准备好。
Are we like those where the Spirit is writing on dust, and the wind blows, and it's gone.
我哋嘅心系咪好似嗰啲铺咗好啲尘、满晒尘嘅地方啊？当写咗字上去嘅时候，依风一吹，咁就乜嘢都唔见咗咧
？Or are we like the wet sand on the beach? When the water comes, it is wiped away.
或者系一个呢、这个沙滩喺嗰啲沙咧，就喺嗰啲浪打嚟之前係濕曬嘅，你喺嗰度寫字，咁、那個浪一冚過嚟，乜嘢都見唔到啦。
Even as the scriptures warn us to be careful，
就係聖經上神嘅話咁樣叫我哋小心。
When our hearts are stirred, when the word is sown，
當撒種嘅去神嘅話撒喺我哋心裏邊嘅時候，當我哋好想对神的话有回应的时候，
Beware that the enemy will come and steal it, snatch it away.
圣经就提醒我哋要小心啊，仇敌就好愿意想要偷走嗰啲神嘅话嘅种子。
Or perhaps the cares of this life might choke it away.
或者你要小心啊，今生嘅忧虑要挤住。
Or perhaps
神嘅话叫佢生长唔到起嚟。
Or perhaps we receive the word with joy, but there is no root, so it does not settle and does not bring forth fruit.
或者我哋接收到神嘅话，好喜乐，开始嘅时候好开心，但系因为冇根，冇扎好根，咁跟住就冇咗啦。
But may our hearts be prepared that it will bring forth fruit, 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold.
愿意我哋心系一个好土，就能够结出100倍。60倍，还有30倍。
Because God is after our hearts today, brothers and sisters.
因为弟兄姊妹啊，神今天就要得着嘅就系我哋依个心。
When we study the book of Ezra and especially Nehemiah now,
当我哋读以斯拉记，还有而家尼希米记嘅时候
，the question we ask is where does the work of God begin?
我哋就要问神嘅话，神嘅工作喺。边个时候系开始嘅呢
？Where does the work of God begin？
神嘅工作系几时开始嘅呢
？Where does it begin？
神嘅工作嘅起点系喺边度呢
？It begins in our heart。
原来神嘅工作嘅起点就喺我哋嘅心里边。
As He stirred in the hearts of the people to return，
当神嚟激动以色列人归回嘅时候
，God works first in our hearts before He can work through us。
当神能够喺我哋身上工作以前，佢就先要喺我哋心里边作呢个嘅工作。
We see that in the person of Daniel, how he was one who purposed in his heart.
你记唔记得但以理喺巴比伦嘅时候，佢系立志。
How he set his heart to prayer.
佢立志喺神面前嚟祷告。
And through this man of prayer, God is able.To work.
在这个向神面前祷告的勇士去来立志，神就作工。
And through Ezra, who returned, and he was one who set his heart upon the word of God to do it and to teach it.
并且以斯拉7:10定志考究遵行耶和华的律法。又将律例典章教训以色列人。
We see in the person of Nehemiah how he was also one who determined to do all that God has placed, has set in his heart to do.
并且尼希米亦都立定志向，遵守、遵行神托付佢要做嘅一切事情。
We recall.How when one of his brothers came back from Jerusalem, what was on his heart was the welfare of the people of God and the city of God.
当他的弟兄在耶路撒冷报信远处回来的时候，他知道他的弟兄受难，他的心好过意不去。他的心就摆在神的事情、神的家、神的城的里面。
Perhaps even before that, this matter was upon his heart.But we see for the next 4 months, this was upon weighty upon his heart.
甚至喺呢件事情以前，我哋就知道佢一直就系之前佢已经有呢个志向，有呢个祷告。但系佢收咗呢个信息以后，以下嘅4个月，负担就喺佢心里边一直嘅加重，变咗重担。
How he fasted and prayed.That even at the risk of his life, with such a heavy heart and a sad countenance, he was in the presence of the king.
他就一直嘅喺神嘅面前禁食、祷告，甚至要付出佢性命嘅代价嚟到向王作呢个嘅要求。
And even.We see as a reference in the book of Ezra, it took him 4 months to return from to Jerusalem. So another 4 months for Nehemiah, almost a year perhaps, this matter was upon his heart.
我哋喺以斯拉度知道，由巴比伦翻去归于耶路撒冷需要4个月嘅时候， 所以你可以想象尼希米当王答应了之后还有四个月，是总共八个月甚至一年的时间，是很长的时间，这个重担负担在他的心里面，他一直向神来仰望。
Now, brothers and sisters, at this time, in Nehemiah's time, they were not in Babylon, but they were in Shushan.
在弟兄姊妹，当尼希米那个时候，他们并非巴比伦，他们在苏珊。
Yet, it is still considered the Babylonian captivity.
但是那个时代仍然是属于这个巴比伦，他们被掳这个时代里面。
Now, why do we say it is the Babylonian captivity?
我们为什么说这个是巴比伦被掳的时代里面呢？
God desires to call his people out of such a captivity of Babylon, which represents confusion.
因为神愿意在他这个巴比伦被掳的光景里面，那巴比伦被掳的光景代表是什么呢？就是一个纷乱的时候。
Babylon.Babel, confusion.
巴比伦，巴比，巴比，就是一个纷乱的意思。
The land, the origin of idolatry, we can see in Genesis.
创世纪就好明明地讲咗俾你听，这个地方所代表起源的就是拜偶像的地方。
And all that it represents, from Genesis to Revelation, we see this mentioning of Babylon.How it is against God, this world system, this idolatry, this harlotry.
从创世纪至到启示录，圣经明明地讲俾我听，巴比伦所代表嘅就系一个纷乱、拜偶像、与神敌对呢个世界嘅系统所代表嘅，就呢个淫妇嘅表达。
God desires to call us out of such.A situation into Jerusalem, where is the city of peace?
神愿意从这个光景里面呼召他的子民出来，进入耶路撒冷。耶路撒冷所代表的就是从神而来的平安，平安的城。
That they can return home to do the work of God, to serve and worship the living God.
他们能够归回回去神的家，去侍奉。敬拜这位又真又活的神。
So we can see from individuals from Zerubbabel to Ezra to Nehemiah, they return.
我们看到从所罗巴伯、从以斯拉，直至去到尼希米，他们都作了一个归回的一班人。
While there were some,We chose to remain behind.
虽然在那段时间，还有一班的人，大部分的人都是愿意逗留、停留在他们现今的地方上面。
Now, this part of the history of the Israelites is important for us today, brothers and sisters.
这一段在圣经记载上的历史。是弟兄姊妹对我们现今是非常之有意思的。
As the Bible tells us, their history is for our admonition.
圣经说这些旧约里面记载的历史是对我们今天的尴尬。尴尬。
This part is the very last part of the history of the Israelites that's recorded for us before the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这一段的历史就是在主第一次来到这个世界上之前最后记载的一段历史。
So before he comes, what is the Lord after?
当主回来之前的时候，主所要在地上得着的是什么呢？
He's after a group of people who will return under his name, under his authority.
他愿意得着弟兄姊妹，得着地上的一班人，是愿意归回，归向神的名下，意思就是归回在神这一个的主权底下。
To do his work of repairing the city walls and building the city.
去带出神要做的工，就是来 維修這個被破壞神的城神的家，並且要築起城牆。
We see that in the book of Nehemiah, which we're studying right now.
在尼希米記是這樣說的。
He returns to a land where the gates are burned and the walls are destroyed.
他回到的這一個家鄉的時候，就見到城牆被燒，而城是被毀壞。
Even for those who chose to return,
甚至那一班人願意歸回的。
It does not mean it is smooth sailing and everything will be right and sunny.
完完全全的，他們所面對的並非是容易、簡單的事情。
There were difficulties with the enemy and even with their daily living.
他們一方面是受著仇敵的攪擾、恐嚇、逼迫，另一方面，他們亦都要為著自己謀生，是去怎樣呢？
Again, brothers and sisters, does such a condition sound familiar to us?
弟兄姊妹，你想想，這個境況是不是好像我們現今呢？
The time in which we live at such a time as this, it is parallel to the time of Nehemiah.
我們現今活在今天的光景，這個世代實在好似嗰陣時尼希米嘅時候。
God is after a work before His Son appears.
神願意要得著呢一個嘅建造喺佢嘅兒子回翻嚟之前。
It tells us in the book of Hebrews, His first appearing was to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself.
喺希伯來書第九章最后那里这样讲，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
That's right. In his first appearing, it was by the sacrifice of himself to put away sin.
主耶稣末世显现第一次来，是把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
In Hebrews 9:28, there it says his second appearing is unto salvation without sin.
但是在继续下去第28节，最后就讲到将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
Brothers and sisters, the time at such a time we live is exactly like the time of Nehemiah in the Babylonian captivity, where God is stirring in the hearts of his people to return to him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现今在这个末后的时候一刻里面生活，实在是与那时尼希米神在他们巴比伦被掳的时代要呼召他的子民出来是完全一模一样。
Those verses are found in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26 and 28.
我们刚才所读的经文是在希伯来书第九章26和28节。
You know the verse that is right between that verse, very familiar to us.
你记不记得中间那节第27节是讲什么呢？是很熟悉的一节。
We share that with those who yet to know the Lord when we share the gospel.
每次传福音都是用这节经文。
As it is appointed, there is one death, and after that, the judgment.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
these words are not only to friends that don't know the Lord.
这一些经文并非是单单对着不认识神的福音朋友。
All his words are all the more so for us who believe in him.
对着我们神的这些的话语，向我们信主的人更加是有更多的关系。
Whether it's all come to repentance, not only for friends, but for us.
叫人人都有一个悔改的心，不单止是对福音朋友， 更加系对于我哋信主嘅人。
As is appointed, there's one death, and after that, the judgment, not for only the friends, but for us.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。依句话系对于我哋信主嘅人讲嘅。
The judgment before the seat of Christ.
依个神嘅审判系基督台前嘅审判。
That we would not neglect such a great salvation, not only for the gospel friends, but for us.
我哋唔好忽略这么大的救恩，唔单止系为福音朋友讲嘅，系对我哋信主嘅人讲嘅。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
again, where does the work of God begin?
再次我要问, 神作工的起点是在哪里呢?
Must first begin in our hearts.
第一, 在我们的心开始。
The Lord speaks to all his children.
主向每一个他的儿女亲自说话。
Because the Holy Spirit abides in us, and he has put his law in our mind.And written, carved, engraved, inscribed, stamped upon our hearts.
因为神圣灵藉着祂的圣灵将祂的话一画一笔一画刻在我们的心板上面，这个肉心的心板上面。
What is the condition of our heart?
问题就是我们心里面的情况境况如何呢？
Where our treasure is, there our heart will be also.
我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心也在哪里。
If our treasure is in Babylon, in this world, in our careers, in our school, even in my own house, then the house of the Lord will lie desolate.
如果我们的财宝在巴比伦，在我们的事业，在我们的学业，或者在自己的家里面，那神的家就会被忽略。
Guard our hearts above all things, for out of it springs forth the issues of life.
你要保守你的心胜过一切，因为一生的果效，果效是由心发出。
For God first works in our heart before he works through us.
因为神如果要在你身上工作，祂先要得着你的心，在你的心里面动工。
If he does not have first place in our heart, to be seated on the throne of our heart, all that we do is dead works.
如果神不是在你的心里面作得首位，作第一人，在你的心里面作主的话，得着这个王位的话，你我哋喺外边所作嘅，单单呢个就系、是、dead works， 就系一个
死冇效嘅工作，
冇效嘅死守嘅工作。
Did the people who remain not worship God in the synagogues？
当以色列人能够喺外边会堂里边敬拜神呢？
God is not after our religious duties, but he has caused us to purge ourselves from dead works to serve and worship with our life the ever-living God.
没错，神不是要我们单单的去做这些死行，反而要我们侍奉这个永生的神。
Now, as we wrap up our time, brothers and sisters,
当我们就来要完结的时候，弟兄姊妹。
In the English, this word heart.
英文这个心这个字。
In the middle of this word heart is the word ear.
你想一下这个心，英文这个心这个字的串法，总共五个字母，中间那三个字母呢，就是耳朵，这样。
That's right.Our ear.
我们的耳朵。
You know, when God calls the priest to serve, there not only are their thumbs and their toes anointed, but their ears were first anointed.
当神来呼召这些祭司来侍奉祂的时候，祂不单只要高抹祂的手指公、脚趾公，还有先来高抹他们的耳朵。
You would think we need to anoint our hands and our feet to walk for the Lord, to serve the Lord.
要用手作神嘅工，用脚走主嘅道，冇错。
But first, our ears must be anointed.
但系第一，你嘅耳朵需要被膏，你要听话。
And our Lord says to the servant who desires to stay and serve Him eternally, "Here's my ear."
并且神对嗰一啲佢嘅仆人愿意永远嚟侍奉、留守喺主嘅面前侍奉佢嘅人，佢话你要弄穿你嘅耳朵。
It's like pierce our ears.
啊，弄穿你嘅耳朵。
We have a listening ear to hear the voice of our master calling.
所以你就能够听见主人吩咐你嘅一切嘅话。
Even at the end of the book in Revelation, it is still a calling for God for our ear to hear what the Spirit says.
甚至你去到一个启示录，神还是一直嘅呼召他的子民，他的百姓来听见他的话。
From those who lost their first love, repent and hear what the Spirit has to say to the church.
多班神的子民失去了、丢弃了对主第一次起初的爱的时候，神要呼召圣灵对众教会说的话，有耳可听的就应当听。
Even at the end, when the Lord says, "You are neither hot or cold, but have grown lukewarm. Repent."
就算喺主对后最后对最后一个教会说嘅话，你不冷不热，好似温水一样啊！你哋要悔改。
As I spilled you out, repent.
啊！我就真系想吐咗你出嚟啊！你哋要悔改。
I stand at the door knocking. If you invite me in, I will come in and sup with you.
我喺门内喺度叩门，若有人听见嘅，让我进嚟，让我入嚟，同你，你就与我一同嘅坐席。
Not at the physical door, knock knock, but is at the door of our heart. If he knocks, if he whispers, we open the door to invite him in. He will come in to dine with us.
并非喺你屋企，真系门口嗰度门喺度敲门，但系神喺你嘅心门、心板上边一路敲呢道门，佢好柔细嘅声音向你呼唤，向你呼召。
If we open the door, he will come in to dine with us.
如果你将你嘅心门对神嚟打开，神就能够与你入嚟，与你一齐坐席，你与佢一齐坐席。
Those who have an ear, let him hear.
有耳可听嘅就应当听。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
may we be amongst the remnant whose names are listed for those who return.
愿意我哋就好似圣经上边神嘅话所记载嘅余民，一个一个嘅名字被记下嚟。
May we be amongst the overcomers who repent.
愿意我哋就能够成为呢班得胜者，就系呢一班悔改归回嘅一班人。
Repent and return to the Father's house.
悔改归回翻去神嘅家。
May He gain all of our hearts.
愿意神得着我哋所有嘅心。
Let's end our time in a word of prayer.
愿意聚会完结，我哋嚟向神祷告。
Albert, would you lead us in prayer?
Thank you, Lord, that this morning, you give us a new beginning.
愿我们感谢赞美你，今天早上你给我们一个新的开始。
Because your mercy is new to us this morning.
因为你的恩典每天都是新鲜的。
Great is your faithfulness.
你的信实是何其广大。
Your compassion, they fail not.
你的慈爱，你的怜悯是不会失信。
So Lord, as we hear your word this morning,
主，当我们今天听你自己的话语，
your word come and penetrate to the depths of our hearts.
愿你哋嘅话语都深深嘅进入我，刺透我哋嘅心。
We lay hold of your love toward us.
我哋可以找紧你向住我哋嘅大爱。
Thank you for keeping us at this time.
与多谢你喺现今都仍然系保守我哋，
Keeping us physically.
喺我哋身体上健康保守我哋。
And keeping our soul.
保守我哋嘅魂，
And most importantly, keeping our spiritual condition.
最要紧嘅，保守我哋嘅心思，我哋嘅属灵嘅光景。
Lord, today there are too many things to distract us.
主，咁呢个世代真系好多事情嚟骚扰我哋。
But Lord, give us a heart to respond to your calling today.
主，我哋求你真系俾我哋一个愿意去回应你自己向我哋嘅呼召。
We pray, let your will be done in these last days.
我哋嘅祷告系愿意喺呢个末世嘅时代，你嘅旨意可以完成。
We know we are very near to the end.
我哋深知末世系嚟到最后嘅时刻。
We do hear the knocking, you're knocking on our doors.
我哋真系听到你喺我哋嘅心门嚟敲。
Lord, we want to open to you.
主，我哋愿意将心打开。
We want you to come in.
我哋要你进入。
We want to dine with you.
我哋想与你同席。
Lord, strengthen your house.
主，愿意你自己坚固你嘅房屋。
Strengthen your people.
愿意你坚固你嘅子民，
May all the shame go to the enemy.
一切嘅羞愧都系归于仇敌。
May all the victory, glory, and praise we give it back to you.
一切嘅德胜嘅荣耀赞美都归于你。
We give ourselves to you.
我哋将我哋自己献上，
Give our family to you.
我哋嘅家庭献上。
Thank you. In Jesus' glorious name we pray.
我哋感恩祈祷，奉主耶稣荣耀嘅名。
Amen.